He decided that at 6 o'clock on Christmas Eve was a good time to get a pen and paper out and let the kids write their Christmas lists.
It's too late by then. It's too late. He's packed his sleigh and he's on his way and you cannot change
that. That's what I was trying to say. No. There was Michael. So what would you like then, Jack?
Oh, no.
Let's write our list and we'll put it out. Put them out by your stocking. And I'm stood there going... not sure Father Christmas got any Nintendos left. Bit late. Welcome to Reluctant Adults, a podcast by me, Lauren Crace, and him, Tim Warwood.
Hello. Yes, what you're about to listen to is an audio delve into the lives of two friends, work colleagues, and more importantly, parents.
Now, these audio offerings serve as a kind of self-help guide as we go through our day-to-day lives, begrudgingly bringing up our kids.
This is Reluctant Adults Episode 2, The 12 Days of Christmas. Enjoy! Hello.
Hey, Bab.
How are you?
Great.
You took a while to think about that.
It's been a long few weeks. Has it for you?
I think like being thrusted into tier four hasn't helped, has it? It already felt like you've been kicked in the teeth, and then all of a sudden they're like, by the way, we're going to put you in tier four as well, which doesn't really change much. All it does is limit your food options. It's like,
no, because we can still eat.
You can't go out and eat.
We couldn't go out and eat in tier three, Babs.
No, that's true. That's true.
But what we really can't do is, so you know how it snowed last night?
Yeah.
And the world is all lovely and snowy and everyone's outside in their like wet weather gear.
Yeah.
Unlike you, we are not a family who kind of are prepped for cold weather.
Oh, really?
We don't own any sensible clothing.
Oh, gutted.
We don't own ski trousers and waterproofs and or like we have gloves and we have a selection of hats and scarves. The girls have like fake fur coats.
Yeah, good.
Between them, they haven't really got a pair of wellies that haven't got holes in and are two sizes too small.
You see, contrary to that, my loft looks like a Bernardo's charity shop. We've got all the sizes. And I'm a bit of a hoarder, so I'm so reluctant to throw any of that stuff away because, A, it's more expensive than normal jeans and trousers, you know, some wet weather. And I don't buy the best stuff anyway because I know the kids don't appreciate it, and B, will ruin it anyway, and they grow, and see, they just grow up and they grow through it. They only use it once or twice and then they're out of it.
Is your Bernardo shop open to the public? Could I pop round and pick up a few things?
Hey, I've definitely got stuff for Jack. I've definitely got stuff
for... Have you?
Yeah, so I will sort him out some trousers.
Because we've got nothing, so I've just sent them out. So the reason I'm great is because I'm in the house on my own. So Michael's gone off with them all to the park. But they're all wearing trainers with really thick socks on. I've basically just layered. So the girls have got leggings with joggers over the top. I've just had to use what I've got. We are built for summer holidays. We are not built for winter.
Well, you need a big house if you're going to prep for every season.
Well, exactly.
When you've got three kids, you need a big house.
You need a storage unit.
You need a Bernardo's in your loft.
Like, yeah.
That's what you need. Yeah.
So I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, thanks. I'm good. I woke up with a bit of a flu or a cold or something. So I just...
COVID.
Smashed a couple of... No, I don't think it's COVID. I don't think it is. I've had a, do you know what? I'm quite into Lemsips. I think I could just have a Lemsip. You know, like normal people would have a coffee. I think I could just have a Lem. I quite like the taste of them.
Plus, do you know what? My dad lives by naughty. The rule. Lemsip a day.
Really?
Yeah.
See, Jim Crace, he knows what he's doing, doesn't he?
Also, he pours in the sachet and he pours in the smallest shot of water and just shots it.
So he doesn't. So he's. What? So he just.
He doesn't sit there and enjoy it.
No.
It's like a tequila shot.
Yeah. Every day he does that.
Every day. Loves them.
Oh my God, maybe he's onto something. Yeah.
I think so.
Does he get ill? Well, they do have like 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C in them, don't they? So they're.
And then if you add an extra squidge of honey, which I do because I find them a bit bitter, you don't need Holland and Barrett and all that stuff if you've just got a Lemsip. And plus, just buy Asderone. There's my tip.
They're the same. So anyway, hello, reluctant adults. Here we are. She's Lauren. I'm Tim. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for joining us. Remember, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Leave us a little review if you like what you're listening to. We had a nice little response to the trailer episode, but this is the first episode proper. It's something we've been meaning to do for ages, and we're going to theme each episode. So one week you might get pooing. Next, it might be danger. The next, it might be kids' birthdays. And then this one, I think, is quite timely because we've gone for the 12 days of Christmas.
Yes, which thankfully is over nearly. I think we've got 2 days left, have we?
You know that it's nearly over because Christmas trees start appearing on people's front gardens.
I was going to say, have you taken yours down?
I took all the decorations down off it last night, but it's so brittle.
Now you just have a tree.
Now I've just got a bare tree. It's so dry and brittle, right? And the kids, when Lucy put it, the tree up, they put all the baubles right to the end of the branch, like the inside of the branches, yeah. Not at the ends. The kids are like, this must go on, and it must go on right at the back. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, so all the baubles are basically on next to the trunk on the inside of the tree. But the tree, I've just discovered, Lucy wasn't watering it. I wasn't watering it. It's so brittle, you've only got to blink at it and pines drop off of it. Yeah. And so as last night I was pulling the decorations off from the very back, it was stripping. They were going absolutely everywhere. So do you know what I did? I got so annoyed with it on the third bauble that I went upstairs and I got a bed sheet and I lifted the tree up and I slid a bed sheet under it. So I've now got this big, huge bed sheet to collect all the pines as they drop down. That's quite good, isn't it?
Have you ever heard of a Hoover?
Ruins them. I've got a stupid Dyson and they're like the worst Hoovers ever.
Are they?
Well, they're good for hoovering. Tell everyone the story about what you did with when you first got your Dyson, your handheld Dyson.
Yeah, we don't have that anymore.
Don't you? Exactly. Dysons are rubbish. They break.
Yeah, but I remember vividly you cleaning out your handheld Dyson and you were sending me pictures of it all in little pieces on the radiator. And I was like, oh, is that what you meant to do? I use my handheld Dyson to hoover the kids, which I think is why it broke, because it was basically just full of snot, fluff and Lego.
A mashed potato.
Yeah. I would, like, when they were babies, and you know when they're, like, sitting in high chairs and it's just, like, collected?
Yeah, yeah.
I would just leave them in their high chairs and just go... and just hoover around them. But now we don't have one.
Did you ever use the roller part on them?
No. I'm not good at changing the nozzle things. It's too complicated for me. And what was the roller part?
You know, like you got the... When you... The roller bit. Did you buy the posh one that has the roller attachment? On the Dyson, the handheld. I was just thinking, if you're going to roller up the front of your kids... You're getting into all kinds of hair tangle territory, aren't you?
Yeah,
and fingers.
No,
and rollers.
We didn't have... No, it wasn't that posh. I think it was like the first edition of it.
Ah, right.
I actually got it in the middle aisle.
Did you?
Yeah, Lidl. It was amazing. What a find.
Yeah. Anyway, Christmas tree pines ruined Dysons, so I'm a bit reluctant to hoover up the...
Okay.
Because I can't afford a new... Can't afford it. Not after this Christmas. Can't afford a new...
So how was your Christmas... Where should we start?
Oh, God. I don't know. Yeah, it was all right. I mean, We had, my little sister came up from Cambridge. We were all supposed to be going to my mom and dad's for Christmas. That was the plan. You were, according to government guidelines, you were allowed three families. Now, my little sister and her wife and her dad all live together. He's got Parkinson's, so he lives at the bottom of the garden in one of these converted shed things. And they've got two kids. They've been very careful. And they're kind of got a tight little bubble that they're that they've been good. My mom's been very careful because my dad's clinically vulnerable and I'm clinically vulnerable. So between the three families, we're all quite nerdy and haven't been going out much really. So the plan was to get us all together. My mom said, I'm taking care of everything. I'm taking care of everything.
Classic Jill.
Taking care of everything. I'm doing 75 veg. I am quite a two veg meat kind of guy where I'm happy. Just carrots and sprouts, done, fine. But whereas my mom's like, no, I've seen the hairy bikers do this type of broccoli. I've seen Jamie Oliver does a carrot and swede something. Gordon Ramsay does it. She wants to do one of each. So my mom's lining up 17 different types of veg. She's cooking a gravy from scratch, which takes 19 hours. She's doing all this bits. The thought of this cooking is stressing me out, but it's fine. I'm taking care of everything. I'm taking care of everything, she says. She gets track and traced on Christmas Eve. Right? Which, so she's now got to self-isolate for 10 days. She went to some stupid cafe in the middle of Warsaw. And that's it. She checks in and gets track and trace because someone has got COVID and she's been within 2 meters of them and blah, ergo some. Mom said, don't worry, I'm sending all the food to yours. Ali's still on her way. Do Christmas at your house. Now, me and Lucy are very last minute Susans. Like, we're still up wrapping presents at 5 past midnight on Christmas Eve. Do you know what I mean? Drunk, still swearing at each other, that kind of thing. But this was the first time ever that we were absolutely fully done. Everything wrapped and, apart from obviously Santa Claus come in, but we'd got all of our bits and we got everything sorted. We got a bottle of Baileys ready and we were absolutely ready to sit down at 7 o'clock on Christmas Eve and watch Die Hard. Instead, my mom throws this at us and I'm bloody peeling sprouts and chopping red cabbage. The stress levels were high. But actually, it was really nice. And Christmas Day, my little sister came and she brought her two kids and we had a nice time, actually. It was all right.
I thought Christmas Day was quite good with new rules, actually.
I think everyone just kind of stuck to themselves, didn't they? And it was went a bit back to kind of olden times.
We went to my mum and dad's, who, again, are being very safe. And my dad built just a hugely health and safety tin bin fire in the garden. So we went round there and obviously the weather was ace, wasn't it, on Christmas Day?
Yes.
So that was fine. So we all sat outside round this fire with, I burnt my new, I got a hole in my new jumper from the, from the fire, like spitting at us. And I stupidly at one point rested my Doc Martens on the corner of the tin bin. They'd melted down at like a 75 degree angle. And it was great. And bit by bit, because another thing about Christmas Day, it's the bin bags and it's always granddad in it, like collecting all the he's not bothered about opening the presents. He just likes crawling around on the floor and collecting all the wrapping paper. So now he's got his tin bin. He was like, here, lob it in the tin bin. It's nearly set my mum on fire at one point. The flame, went into the air about 2 metres. Really health and safety. But we all made it through.
Nice.
And then we came home and we didn't have our Christmas lunch until about 6:30 in the evening.
Oh, wow. I mean, that's more dinner than lunch, isn't it?
We still called it lunch, but it was most definitely tea.
Did the kids eat it?
No, they ate it. Ate it? Hate it. They hate it. They go for the carbs, so they have the mashed potato, loads of Yorkshire puddings, they'll have a bit of gravy.
What? Yorkshire pudding?
You don't have Yorkshire puddings?
Oh, you are married to a Yorkshireman.
Of course you do. Who are
it's
you?
Christmas dinner. You don't have Yorkshire pudding at Christmas dinner, do you?
But it's not turkey or Yorkshire pudding. Are you one of those people in restaurants?
Like I said at the start, I'm a meat and two veg kind of guy.
Oh, I'm all the carbs.
Really?
So, is that... So, you know when you go to a restaurant...
Yeah.
And they only give you Yorkshire puddings for, like, the beef and the lamb, and you have to go and you have to ask for a Yorkshire pudding if you order the chicken or the turkey.
You've been married to a Yorkshire man for too long. That's your problem.
I'm really shocked by that. I thought everyone had Yorkshire puddings with everything at all times.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I love a Yorkshire pudding. But I just didn't do it. I don't know. I didn't think.
Oh my God.
Mate, I was too busy stewing red cabbage in apple sauce to be worried about trying to mix batter.
Christmas dinner was great.
Kids, so they don't eat the veg because it's...
They'll have some peas.
How much chocolate had they eaten before? Because my kids had eaten all the chocolate and all the sweets, so...
I don't think we even did breakfast. We just did chocolate. I genuinely, now I'm thinking back, I don't remember feeding them.
Because I have the beggar stress. So we ate at like 4 o'clock. And at that point, you're right, I can't really remember breakfast. And I'm thinking, what any of their five a day have they had? Nah, what have they had? I'm thinking, well, the Cadbury's buttons had milk in.
Potatoes. It's a vegetable. Christmas Eve, I think, is always interesting.
Why is that?
Well, again, me and Mike, so like you and Lucy, every year we are up on Christmas Eve, me in one living room, Michael in the other, wrapping all the last minute things, shouting, no, don't come in. And then he's like, have you got any sellotape? And I'm like, yeah, I'll bring it, you know, just don't. That's normally Christmas Eve. And like you, we had absolutely smashed it this year. All everything was wrapped. Michael had prepped all his veg. And then we start making reindeer food.
Yeah.
So we make some reindeer food, do the like stuff, put the stuff out for Father Christmas and the reindeers and all that. Then Michael, we'd had a drink. He decided that at 6 o'clock on Christmas Eve was a good time to get a pen and paper out and let the kids write their Christmas lists to Father Christmas.
Oh, no. It's too late by then. It's too late. He's packed his sleigh and he's on his way and you cannot change
that. That's what I was trying to say, but there was Michael. So what would you like then, Jack?
Oh, no.
Let's write our list and we'll put it out, put them out by your stocking. And I'm stood there going,
oh, God.
Not.
Oh, God.
Not sure Father Christmas got any Nintendos left. Bit late. I mean... Classic dad, that. So that's always interesting. I have to say, my favourite bit about Christmas Day is the surprise on Michael's face as he finds out what he bought all the kids for Christmas. as they open their presents,
as he finds
love
out,
Mummy and
as
Daddy.
He finds out what he's bought them.
Yeah. Love Mummy and Daddy, and they open it and they go, oh, and he's like, yeah. Looking at me like, is that what I got? And you're like, yeah, that's what you got. Yeah, so that's Christmas Eve. Me and Michael had a bit too much to drink on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, me and Lucy did actually in the end.
Went a bit early.
Woke up groggy.
Oh my God, I was hanging.
I was chatting to my Uncle Ron about this and he was telling me a story of him and his wife, my Auntie Lynn, they're not together anymore, but Uncle Ron and my Auntie Lynn, back when my cousin Nick and Kai were kids, partied until 2 a.m., said goodbye to the neighbours, kicked the neighbours out at 2 a.m., went up to bed, took the presents up and put the presents at the bottom of the kids' beds, and they were woken at 2:15
oh,
in the
no.
morning
and
by the
never...
kids to say, he's been. A full 15 minutes of sleep.
One thing, you have to be very careful. Michael, after some... final little bits of wrapping, because he'd had too much to drink, and I gave him some bags of certain presents to take upstairs to just keep... Oh, no, this wasn't Christmas Eve. This was a few days before. And I said, take those upstairs, would you? Just put them in a safe place for when we need the presents. Michael left all those presents in the bags at the bottom of the stairs, ready for three children to find the next morning on like the 20th of December or something.
Oh, no.
So there was a few real near mishaps. But luckily, we got through.
Yeah. I go and buy a load of presents from the kids, because if it was left to the kids to buy presents for Lucy, she'd end up with bright red lipstick.
Blue eyeshadow,
some Aldi perfume and a bottle of gin, which actually, incidentally, it's quite good, a bottle of gin. But I bought, Lucy has problems with her neck. She has a lot of headaches. So I said, well, this is fine, because I said to Sonny, I said, Sonny, you have bought mommy a neck swing, a neck hammock. And it's this thing that you hang on the door handle and it does traction for your neck. It like pulls your neck straight and elongates your spinal column and helps sort of settle all the migraines and pains in your neck. So Lucy went out, and this was on Christmas Eve. Lucy went out to go and do a few last minute bits in the morning. So had all the kids at the table, wrapping presents, and Lila's wrapping a few bits, and Ren's going crazy trying to use the scissors, nearly cutting her own fingers off, and the cellophane. And I'm going, no, leave that, no, and you fold it nicely, and no, make a straight edge, and that goes out the window, doesn't it? After about 2 minutes, she's like, no, just let them do it. And they're like,
like, cut and glide.
Anyway, so in the end, I said, look, Sonny, this is from you from on. But at the end, once we'd finished the wrapping, I sat all the kids down, I said, now listen, this is a big surprise for mommy. You're not to say anything, okay? These presents are for mommy, and we keep it a secret. It's just for us, okay? Don't say anything. Yeah, no problem. So I say, Sonny, this is your present for mommy. Go and put it under the tree. And he, you know, scribbled his name on this bit of paper that looks nothing like his actual name. Lucy walks in about 40 minutes later. She walks in. She's still got a coat in, a couple of bags under her arms. She walks up the hallway, and Sonny goes, Mommy, there's a surprise for your neck under the tree. And she's like, oh, okay, thanks. Just like,
they can't help themselves, they can. They go, I absolutely can't tell you what you've got.
But
we've got you a dress. Isla's new like gag this year, obviously been spending too much time with like granddad, was when she handed someone a present that was like quite obviously a book or something, she'd go, it's a football. So that was like continuous throughout the day. Oh, I'll tell you what's continuous. For Jack's Christmas present, it got a watch.
Oh.
You know, he's eight. Thought, right, we'll get him a watch, a proper one, an analog one.
Yeah.
But now what we get, every 2.5 minutes. So the time is 6:44. And you go, great. And then literally within 2 minutes, he goes, hold on, I'll tell you the time. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, no. Oh my God. Why did we do this? God.
So we've had a little, we've had a voice memo in.
Good.
From a certain someone that I'd like to play you. Just so you know, we're all in this together. So should we have a listen?
Yes, please.
Hi, Tim and Lauren. I've got a story about kids ruining Christmas. I've got these two cousins. Well, there are three of them, but two of them, David and Luke, got up really early when they were kids and proceeded to go downstairs to find out if Santa had been, and they found out that he had been. And they proceeded to open every single present under the tree. So when an earthly hour came round and their parents got up and went downstairs to see if Santa had been, they found out that everything had been opened, so they had no idea who was for what was for who and who was for what. Chaos. absolute chaos.
Oh, that's happened before. That happens with birthday presents.
Oh, man.
Do you ever get that when when kids have birthday parties?
Yeah.
And they get all their presents. And I'm so, like, annoying that I get a pen and paper and I'm like, one at a time. And I open and make them open it and I'm write down who it's from, yeah, what they got, so I can then go around and thank people. But the kids are just like, nah, free for all. And you're just like, no one knows who anything's from.
It's brilliant.
Nightmare.
I've just had a message from my dad, actually. I told my dad that we were recording today. And my dad.
Hello, Steve.
Steve's texted and he's just said, and this is just quite timely and it's made me laugh. He says, well, there's a bit of swearing. I'll try and omit that as I read it. Don't be talking about your kids being little terrors. You're a little terror. After all of you lot, I'm one of four, by the way. After you lot have all opened your Christmas presents one morning, you then got out the Argos catalogue, sat down and worked out how much was spent on each one of you. Little bastards, that's, is what he says at the end.
You are. Oh. That's so
Mate,
good.
That's terrible. Ungrateful. How ungrateful is that? Shocking.
We did New Year's resolutions with the kids this year.
Did you?
Did you with yours?
No.
So Michael explained to them what New Year's resolutions were. Jack's New Year's resolution, he had two New Year's resolutions. First one was only 1 hour of Terraria, which is a computer game, which I don't quite understand, but he's completely obsessed, a day.
1 hour a day.
So we can have half an hour in the morning, half an hour in the afternoon or whatever. That's his rule, 1 hour a day. Because the rule before in the morning was he couldn't play Terraria until he had his clothes on. But all that meant was he would wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and put his clothes on immediately as he got out of bed, and then thought it was okay to then play it for the next 5 hours. So he's limited himself to 1 hour of Terraria a day. And his second one is to eat more vegetables, but absolutely not baked beans.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. So he's willing to try more vegetables. So they're his New Year's resolutions.
That's quite good, though.
Well, he eats absolutely none.
Oh, really?
Not a single pea passes his mouth.
Oh, wow.
And when he does, if he eats sweet corn, he puts it in and shots it with water like he's taking a little pill. So he doesn't have to chew it.
Flip, like his granddad, it's passed right down. It's in the genes.
Isla's New Year's resolutions. First one, no more chocolate.
Oh, tough.
Second one, be nice.
Oh, okay, good.
So the first one of the no chocolate lasted until about 7:26 a.m. on January the 1st, when she had a massive bowl of Cocoa Pops. And then the second one, be nice, lasted until about 10 a.m, then when she proceeded to start beating all of everyone in the face and hitting everyone. So hers have gone out the window. And Emmy, who I think was most sensible, decided that she didn't need to do any New Year's resolutions because she doesn't think she has anything to improve on.
She's good enough.
She's perfect. What would I need to change?
Yeah, we haven't really done any New Year's resolutions in our house, per se. I'm going to try and... Well, I set one for myself. I mean, this is just something a bit weird, but I'm just going to try and be more present.
I was going to say, I need to put my phone down more.
Mate. Sonny came up to me the other day and went, Dad, just put your phone down, Dad.
Aww.
And bearing in mind that he's 3 years old, that absolutely
it's bad, isn't
me,
it?
So
I know. We need to get like really boxes bad. That we lock them in. Not the kids, the phone.
But then if you didn't have kids, what a life that would be, because you could just go on your phone as much as you wanted.
Do you know what I thought? I spoke to my mum and dad after Christmas, and you know, that awful week between Christmas and New Year, and I was like, how are
Twixmas.
And I said, oh, how are you? You're all right. You're feeling bored. They were like, oh, do you know what? We're having a lovely time. We're going for a walk every day, and we're reading lots, and we're out in the garden, and we're, you know, eating all the lovely, and we're having all that wine that you and Mike's got us. And I was like, ah, great. And I was like, how, actually, Twixmas isn't a terrible time. It's a fantastic time. It's only terrible when you have kids and you're in tier four.
And you've got no, and you can't go out and get AAA batteries for the remote control car that you bought and you forgot to buy batteries for, and you're not...
We had that Boxing Day morning, straight to Asda. 1 million AAs, please.
I had my ex-girlfriend, her dad bought her a bike for Christmas, her and her brother a bike for Christmas, and they had no pedals. They were sat there in their house on Christmas Day. And there were people out in the cul-de-sac cycling around on their new bikes, like, woo, look at us. And they look across at the fireplace at two brand new bikes sitting there with no pedals.
That's really good.
Boxing Day for me as well was separating all of the plastic from the card.
I was here.
I'm one of them. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say separating the kids into separate rooms. And I was like, that's what I did. I was like, right, you are going in that room, you are going in that room, and you are going in that room, and you are not mixing for the next hour. We all need some calm time.
Absolutely. Well, anyway, back to your New Year's Eve, your New Year's resolutions. We didn't do any, but I think it might be to put the kids in rooms for a bit more on their own, because that is a good resolution.
Yeah, it is.
But did you have a nice New Year's? Did you do anything? Of course you didn't. You got kids.
It was big time fun.
What did you do?
Oh yeah, the kids stayed up till about 10.
Ooh.
Me and Michael had a curry. While we had one mouthful at the table, then had to keep going back to the telly and, you know, stopping them from hitting each other, and then go back and have another mouthful. They eventually went to bed. I decided I really wanted to watch an old classic, and I put Sleepless in Seattle on.
Oh, hello.
Lovely film.
Is it?
Michael lasted. Have you not seen it?
Years ago. I mean, that's like
1980.
Yeah, I was going to say it's like 88, isn't it, or something like that. Yeah, go on.
Michael lasted about 28 minutes. He then sent himself to bed. And I saw in New Year's Eve on my own.
Oh, Christ, you're on your own.
Yeah. I wasn't totally on my own. I had Tom Hanks with me.
Yeah. You didn't watch Alicia Keys then?
I watched a bit because you texted me about Alicia Keys saying someone needs some vocal training.
I love Alicia Keys. Don't get me wrong, but it was a bit shonky, that. Clearly cheap. BBC had bought it in cheap.
Do you think?
No, because it was actually personalised. I'm sure she mentioned the BBC at the start. Yeah, I worked. I did a quiz on New Year's Eve. So I did one of my Zoom quizzes that work for BrewDog. So I did that. Kids were running around like mentalists. I walked out and it was like a bomb had gone off. Because I do it in a room. I do my little quiz in my little downstairs office-y room thing. Walked out into the kitchen afterwards and... genuine, like a bomb had gone off. Lucy had got Domino's pizza in for everybody as a treat.
Good.
The floor steamer was out, so I don't know at what point she'd steam the floor. She had a computer out there to watch the quiz that I was hosting on the big screen. So there was cables everywhere. It was Ren, my daughter's fifth birthday on New Year's Eve well. So there were balloons everywhere, and the kids apparently had been running around with balloons, and Sonny had ran and swiped a pint of water off onto the floor and smashed it absolutely everywhere. So it was just bedlam. It was absolutely bedlam. For the kids anyway, I let off some fireworks, which my dad had off the back of a lorry, and they were genuinely the worst fireworks I've ever seen. You could have done a better job with lighting an onion and throwing it in the air. Would have been They were so underwhelming. So much. I mean, you know how kids froth over fireworks. Lucy's actually got a phobia. She's trying to instill the same phobia in all the kids. But they were that lame, these fireworks, that even Lucy, who has a phobia of fireworks, even she wasn't scared of them. So I let off all of those. That was very underwhelming.
At what time?
Oh, like 9:15 or
that's
whatever.
That's it, isn't it? It's like you now celebrate New Year's Eve at an appropriate kind of middle evening time.
Yeah, then you go and put the kids to bed. They take, because they're all jacked up on Domino's, Coca-Cola and everything, they take like 2 hours to go through the rigmarole of putting them down and putting them back again and back again. But by the time we got down, it was about 10:30. And me and Lucy watched a bit of Alicia Keys and got a few people on Zoom, a few mates, and we just sat there and tried to chat and have a good time and just thought... But it's a couple of years previous, we did a similar kind of deal, you know, struggling to get the kids to bed. And then all of a sudden, turns around, me and Lucy are there having a warm glass of white wine each, watching Robbie Williams sing in the New Year. And I was like, this is an all-time low, this is. Robbie Williams singing Angels on New Year's Eve, out of tune, might be the lowest of all the lows. Because I used to love New Year's Eve. Going out and smashing it up.
Do you remember the planning? You'd start planning it in like October. Where are we going to go? We're going to have to reserve some. We're going to book. Are we going to go this rave? Are we going to like house party? Now you don't even talk about it. There's absolutely no point. Do you want a curry or a Chinese? Should we go have curry? Yeah, okay. Like that's it.
Yeah.
I know. It's sad.
You pray that they're going to do something even remotely different to singing with Robbie Williams, and then fireworks off the Millennium Wheel.
Fireworks were really good, though, the London fireworks.
They were actually this year, and they were a bit different, weren't they? Well, I think they'd save some of that vaccine budget and put it into the fireworks.
I wonder how they afforded that.
Yeah.
Won't get onto that, Tim.
Nah, we'll save that.
Politics. Yeah.
We'll save that for episode 3. So there we go. Happy New Year then, Grace.
Well, it's done.
Starts another.
Thank God for that. I've just had an email from the school.
Yeah.
Probably not going to reopen this week, so I'm feeling fantastic.
Oh, God.
And when I say just, I mean literally just popped up on my phone.
Oh, my God. Really?
So I'm just going to go and... hide in a cupboard. God, I can't believe it. Well, I'd love to say it's going to be a better new year than last year, but from that email, I can't promise that it is. Well, on that positive note...
Yay!
Thanks for listening, lads.
Yeah, thank you.
So we'll be back again next week.
We will be back next week. Thanks for listening. You know what to do. Give us a subscribe, leave us a review. It really helps us to climb the podcast ladder. Share with your friends, let us know. But most importantly, get in touch. We are at Reluctant Adults on Instagram. The DMs are always open. Or she is Lauren R. Crace.
Correct.
And I am Tim_Warwood. And just get in touch and let us know what you're doing. Got any parenting tips? Got any stories? Got anything you want to get off your chest? Just let us know and get in touch. Always nice to hear from you.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!